Penguin Audio presents A Song for Arbon by Guy Gavriel Kay, read by Ewan Morton. From the Vidan of the Troubadour, Anselm of Covas. Anselm, who has ever been acknowledged as the first and perhaps the greatest of all the troubadours of Arbon, was of modest birth, the youngest son of a clerk in the castle of a baron near Covas. He was of middling height, dark-haired, with a quiet manner in speech that was nonetheless wondrously pleasing to all who heard him. While yet tender in years, he showed great skill and interest in music and was invited to join the celebrated choir of the Covas Sanctuary of the God. It was not long, however, before he felt the beginnings of a desire to make music very different from that acceptable in the service of the god, or indeed of the goddess Rhiann in her temples. And so Anselm left the comforts of the chapel and choir to make his way alone among the villages and castles of Arbon, offering his new songs shaped of tunes and words such as he had heard sung by the common folk in their own speech. He was later brought into the household of Duke Rambaud de Vaux and honored there. And in time his prowess came to the attention of Count Fulke himself, and Anselm was invited to pass a winter in Barbentane. From that time was Anselm's fortune assured, and the fate of the troubadours of Arbon likewise made sure. For Anselm swiftly rose high in the friendship and trust of Count Fulke and in the esteem and very great affection of the noble Countess Dia. They honored him for his music and his wit, and also for his discretion.